Everything studying those paid those books, I knew 500 practice questions where I went over them and I knew every one. But when I took the test, I was failing.
It's not enough to know the answers to questions on a practice test in Texas. Listen, as Frank tells us about a different approach that allowed him to pass his exam. So, hey, welcome, Frank. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been working in the water industry?
I've been working in the water utilities between wastewater treatment, water utilities, and collection, and for over 20 years, and actually from three states.
Three states. So what's your current position right now?
Right now, I am the wastewater treatment plant superintendent at Trophy Club Municipal Utilities District 1.
Okay, so recently you received your Class B groundwater treatment operator license in Texas. Is that correct?
Yes, I did, and it was the hardest test I've ever taken in my life.
So were you able to get past it the first time, or tell us a little bit about that experience?
It took me the fourth time was a charm for me.
So what? How did you prepare for it in the past, and what did you do differently to pass it the fourth time?
I went to one class, a water production class, and I studied from the water production book and water utility safety book, and I got a laboratory book, and I read the water production book from cover to cover. I read everything about water. And I was pretty familiar with distribution, but groundwater was a different animal. I thought because of all the hours I put in of studying, and I studied for at least 2 hours a day for 4 months, at least 4 months, every single day. And I couldn't pass that test. I took it the first time. When I took my B, I got a 50, I believe. And I was extremely discouraged. I was never so discouraged in my life. Then I went and took it again, and I got a 60, and then I took it again, and I got a 58, and then I started, all this studying I'm doing, I feel stupid. I never failed tests like this before. I know I'm not a smart person, but if I read the material, I know that I'll pass. Well, I found Joe. I found you guys at the Water College, and I was just grateful. And I got some study material, and I'll put it to you this way. If I don't meet Joe, if I don't talk to Joe and I don't hook up with him and study what you guys put out there, ain't no way.
So you took a groundwater B exam prep course. What parts of that course did you find to be the most helpful?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Math, I never wanted to take an A license because you had to show work for math. Before I started studying for the test here, I used to just write C on everything in math. And I didn't care about it because I knew enough about everything else. It didn't matter if I got them all wrong. I knew one of them would be C. And I just, if I didn't know it, if I knew it by chance, I would get the right answer. But otherwise, I would just guess. Because I math just totally discouraged me. Well, taking your math class, your math course, was unbelievable because the way it was taught, the way the lectures went, I understood it. I mean, and it stuck with me. And it didn't matter what numbers you threw out. I understood the formula. If I didn't understand the formula, I could have never gotten it right. So it didn't matter what you gave me. And when I took it the last time, I got added to 10 questions. I got 10 correct.
Hey, Frank, for clarification, this exam prep course that you took with American Water College, was that a classroom course or was that a course you did online?
No, this was 100% online course.
Okay.
The video was unbelievable. The video prep was just it was awesome. You know, the math, once I understood the math, I was like, man, I never cared about if I get 10 questions right or 9 or 8, that's going to help me out along the line because I only needed 70. And I was ahead of the game by knowing the math.
Excellent. Okay, so you studied from the book 2 hours a day, 4 months. You tried the exam 3 times, unsuccessful. And then you met Joe somehow. Do you remember how you found Joe or how you found American Water College?
Yes, I just started Googling help. You know, where can I get information to study for a B groundwater test? And I think American Water College came up, and I sent an email. And I emailed the person, and I guess it was Joe, and I said, listen, I'm not a stupid person. I've had several different B licenses I have 4 different B licenses, but this test is something that is a different animal to me. And I am studying. It's not from a lack of trying because I study. And I'm telling you, I study. If you see my notes, there is 2 notebooks of handwritten notes and everything. I mean, just dedicated 2 hours a day of complete studying with nobody bothering me every single day. And I sent an email and Joe responded, I think I can help you. And I said, well, let me tell you something. Anything that you could do to help me, I would be extremely grateful. And he set me up and hooked me up with the online class. And he said, I think this is going to be what you're going to need to help you, and I think you'll pass the test. And I said, well, anything that you think can help me, I'm all for it because I've tried everything. And when I studied that material, I didn't get by the time I took the last test, which you went through every section, I think I got 100 on every single section, and then on the final exam. It was because I knew the work. I knew it. And you couldn't trick me. It didn't matter which way you asked me. You could ask the question 3 different ways. If you knew the answer, you knew the answer. You know, so it helped me out. Unbelievable. And
excellent.
When I took the test, I believe I got an 88 on it. And I was extremely I was really pissed that I got an 88 because I thought I got 100. That's how much I knew. I ran through that test. It took me the full 3 hours to do each one of the first 3, it took me under an hour to do this, the 4th test. And it was like, I went over it. I took an extra maybe hour going over it twice just to make sure I got the numbers right. I didn't do anything. I went over it. I didn't change any answer because every answer that I picked, I thought was right.
Because you felt you had understood the material at that point?
Yes, and I would love to know the ones I got wrong because I'm like, man, what could I have possibly gotten wrong because I thought I knew it. I went into that test more prepared than any test I've ever taken in my life. I mean, I knew I was passing that test when I went in. The knowledge is there in what you're offering in your course.
In the lectures and the handouts and the flashcards?
The lectures and the handouts were unbelievable. You know, like I said, it helped me where I knew when I went into that test, I knew my stuff. And you know, I just, and like I said, I thought I did when I went in the first 3 times, but it wasn't I guess it didn't stick to me in the book. You know, I read how many pages, and you can't imagine. And I read that water production book twice. And every page is highlighted, notes, and this and that. And it just didn't help me as much as, you know, I guess I wasn't. The points, the bullet points that mattered, I guess, didn't stick to me. Because everything studying those pages, those books, I knew 500 practice questions where I went over them and I knew every one. But when I took the test, I was failing.
I want to pause right here, and I want to bring Joe in. And Joe, would you just talk to us a little bit about this idea of memorizing the answers to practice questions?
Sure, Jay. A lot of operators will use practice exams and practice questions to prepare for the exams. And that's a good starting point. What those practice questions will do and can do is identify areas where your knowledge is lacking, your weak areas. And those practice tests or those questions should guide you to further study in those areas where, you have a deficiency. But what often happens is over time, you begin to memorize the answers to those questions. And then, you now know the proper response to that specific question. So unless the operator takes the next step and learns why the answer is correct, using those questions can only go so far. And so what we did with Frank is rather than giving him the practice tests, I gave him access to information presented in such a way that it would help him to remember and ultimately understand the why behind that important information that every operator should know. So by using the visual study aids and by the video lectures and the handouts and the keywords and concepts, learning those definitions, it all works together so that the operator can get an understanding of the why behind the answer and not just the answer. And that makes it so that they know it. They can't be tricked when it comes test time. If the questions, that subject might be covered or asked, the question would be asked in a different way. Well, that's okay because you know why.
Well, thank you for that explanation, Joe. Now let's get back to my conversation with Frank.
Do you know what type of a learner you are? If you're a visual learner, or if you learn best by hearing, seeing, or by doing?
I'll be honest with you. Me, I'm more of hands-on. Like, I can't sit and explain something. I can show you. There are people like to me. You go out and you get a license. Somebody can study these books, and there are people that study these books that can read them, take the test and pass. I'm not one of those people. I have to go the extra mile. I never liked school. I didn't like school. I don't like studying. I got stressed out of my mind, and that probably didn't help the fact neither. But I'm more of if I see it, I'll understand it more. If you just I have to see it to understand it, and I guess it registers in my brain. And when somebody's talking about it while they're explaining and showing while they're doing it, listen, I've taken, how many calculation classes and had tutors and stuff to help me in math, and they didn't help me nowhere near what your math lecture did.
Excellent.
And I paid $20. I paid for, I had a math tutor come and help me for 4 months leading up to this test. Every single week, I paid $20 to somebody to come and help me for 1 hour every week, go over stuff. And the most I've gotten was 6 questions right. I got, I think, 5 questions, 6 questions, 4 questions right. And then when I took your lecture, I got 10 of 10 in math. The proof is in the pudding to me.
So is it safe to say then that you would recommend the American Water College courses for Texas and other water treatment operators?
Absolutely. I've already recommended it to everybody where I work and told them, if you're going to take a test, this is what you need to do, because that's what helped me. And if you take this class, you're going to pass. You take these lectures. And the one thing that I love about you guys is if you don't pass, you still have it there for you. You're there to help right up until you pass. I mean, like I said, I'm not a smart person. I got to apply myself to pass. But I passed a lot of tests in my life. I've had a lot of different certifications, some easier than others. But I did a lot of memorizing in a lot of them because I knew, like collections, if we go through collections, I know it. Groundwater. I haven't taken a groundwater class. I took one groundwater class, really, and I just, it's a little bit different. you know, when maybe years ago, the reason I did a little better is because I took classes after classes. You know, I haven't taken really many classes, but the instructors don't teach a lot. Like, it's basically you got to read the book yourself. And if you don't read the book, they don't care.
Right. And then after you leave the class, they're not available to help you or answer any questions as well.
Not at all. I emailed and texted and talked to Joe back and forth. And if I had questions, I told him, you know, and I, you know, I was in communication saying, hey, you know, this is, you know, what do you think of this? Because this is how I don't understand this. If I didn't understand it, he did what he could to help me understand it. And, but it was pretty, like I said, the lecture is pretty much self-explanatory. I mean, it was, and if I remember correctly, it was one of you guys talked because it sounded just like you. I'm going to tell you something. If there are operators out there like me that, you know, have trouble or they're not, you know, the smartest guy, they're not a school person, I highly recommend them get in touch with you guys because your classes will help unbelievable. I know this, and I talked to Joe about it. The groundwater was unbelievable.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us, Frank. We really appreciate it. Well, that's going to do it for our podcast today. So, for American Water College, I'm Jay.
And I'm Joe.
And we are the Water Brothers. We'll talk to you soon.